I think you all know me. You must be hearing my voice, especially when Bab Dada comes. Yes? So, usually I'm introduced as the Master's voice. Because when Bab Dada speaks, I interpret, I translate. And I'm living in Madhuban. I started Baba's knowledge in 1960, when I think most of you were not even born. At the age of 12, I came to Baba in 1960, and I was very fortunate to take sustenance from Mama and Sakar Baba. Mama left the body in 65 and Brahma Baba in 69, so I was very fortunate to be close to them. And I completed my graduation from Bombay University in 69, along with the study of Baba's Gyan. And in 69, I finished my graduation and dedicated my life. So that's another, I should say, 49 years, 69. And since then I'm with Baba, surrendered. I lived in different places in India. Then in 74 to 76, I was in Africa and Mauritius. Started different centers in Mauritius and Africa. Who are from Mauritius here? Yeah. Okay, yeah. 75 to 76, I was in Mauritius. And she took spiritual birth at that time. Very good. Who else from Mauritius? Okay, very good. So since 76, I'm living in Madhuban. So for the past 42 years, I'm living in Madhuban. And I feel it's a great honor for me to serve the double foreigners. And also have visited more than 70 countries. And this year too I went to the States in different places. Who's from United States? Yeah. And of course every year double foreigners come to Madhuban. At the beginning it was Pandav Bhavan, and then we had Gyan Sarovar, and then we have Shantivan. So it has all been divided. But then I live in Pandav Bhavan, the headquarters, for the past 42 years. And I feel very, very fortunate to be given such elevated service of translating Baba's versions, giving classes to double foreigners. And also I conduct Raj Yoga intensives in Madhuban. And of course in conferences we have many programs, so I'm involved in everything. But today is a very, very special day. Of course every day is special for Brahmins, because whole confluence age is a very, very special age. And in today's Murli, Advait Murli, in the morning which we heard, Baba was saying that how we have to remain combined and we experience four types of combined state. Which are those four types of combined state? Yes, first, soul and body. So soul and body is always like combined. You know, when we say combined, again, it has a very different meaning. So it's very different meaning in the sense, it's very special meaning. See, one is company, the other is combined. Is there any difference between company and combined? Big difference. Company means I'm in someone's company or I'm giving company to someone. But then still we are two different identities, entities. We are two different entities and therefore your existence is different, mine is different, and we can do different jobs because we are independent. But when we say combined, it means we are not independent of each other. I don't know if you have heard the very, very unique example of two sisters from Iran who were combined, and how they were combined? Combined in the head. Two heads, they were always combined. They could not be, the heads could not be separated because there was only one blood vessel between the two heads, the main blood vessel. And so they were combined in the head and the rest of the body was separate. But then they couldn't be separated. But the difficulty in that was if one wanted to sleep and the other didn't want to sleep. But they were forced to sleep together because they couldn't be separated. One had to go to the toilet, the other didn't have to go, but they had to go together. One was hungry, but the other one was not hungry. So the other one also had to sit with the one who was hungry because it could not be separated. This is how it works. Cannot be separated because the heads were together. So always they were sleeping together, eating together. Everything they had to do together. And the most interesting part was that one wanted to become a writer, but the other one wanted to become a lawyer or something like that. Now, both different talents, both different specialities, but then how could one who wanted to become a lawyer go to the law college and the other one go to the journalist college or whatever, because they had to be together. So they had to surrender to each other. Only then they could survive. And well, how the end came, they were looking around, how any surgeon could separate them. And no surgeon was ready to take this risk. No surgeon. Because it was the main blood vessel which was supplying to both the brains. And to separate them means half and half. And how could they make it half? So nobody accepted. But one doctor, one surgeon in Singapore, they were from Iran, and he said, I will take the risk. And he took the risk, but then he made them right that if anything happens, the doctor is not responsible. And they wrote, never mind, we prefer to die, but we don't want to live such a life. That we cannot live our own independent life. And then, on the operation theater itself, as the operation was going on, one of them died. And after, I think, a few moments or hours, I don't know, the other one also died. So both died. But they didn't mind dying, but didn't want to live like that. Now why I'm saying this? Because we love to live like that, no? We love to be in the combined state, don't we? And what type of combined state are we in? The body cannot do anything without the soul. And the soul cannot do anything without the body. Yeah? The soul needs senses, sense organs, and therefore those are in the body. And therefore the body is important for the soul. And therefore both have to work together all the time. So soul and body is a combined form. Then when Baba says, I and Baba, me and God, I and Baba, so we cannot be separated, which means whatever are the qualities of God, I also imbibe them, company colors. So whatever praise we give to God, we become the master in them. And therefore Baba says, if you are in a combined state, you will be able to become a master very easily. Because Baba is the ocean of peace and I am combined with that ocean of peace, so definitely I too am an embodiment of peace. I cannot be separated from that. So whatever are God's qualities are my qualities too. And therefore Baba says, always stay in the combined form. In this way you will be greatly benefited. Because you will do only what Baba wants or Baba does. If Baba does not do something, you also will not do that. And therefore, I and Baba, soul and God, always in a combined state. And then third, what did Baba say, which is the third combined form? Pardon? Angel, a Brahmin and angel. Brahmin and angel. This is what Brahma Baba always felt, I'm going to become an angel. So it was Gulzar Dadi who was the first trans messenger who got the experience of subtle regions. Before that, other trans messengers used to get visions, but they were usually visions of golden age, destruction, Dharamraj, Puri, or maybe gods and goddesses. Yeah, that's all. Deities. Sometimes the deities, when he would come in the body and work through them. But nobody got any vision of subtle regions. And it was Gulzar Dadi. She was a very strong trans messenger. The very first day she came to Baba at the age of 9, she saw Baba and immediately went into trance and got a vision of heaven. The very first day, she was only 9 years old. But later on, she got so many trance experiences. But then, the interesting part of it which changed the attitude, the yajna, aspect, it was when she got the vision of subtle regions. And in that subtle region, which was a huge unlimited world of silvery light, just like you see the moon, and if you have thousands of moons put together and their light, how it becomes like silvery light, that's what she saw around. And in that silvery light, she saw like a figure which resembled Brahma Baba. But that figure was of light. A figure of light, not of bones and flesh, just light. But the face was very visible, it was like, it was Brahma Baba's face. So when she saw that, she was like afraid. Because she didn't know why she was seeing that, what it meant. Because all full of light and light around and Brahma Baba's figure. She couldn't understand. And she got frightened. You know. Very scary because she saw light, you know, but she didn't know. So she got scared and she just came down. And then she went and told Baba, Baba, I saw that a vision of a very beautiful world of silvery light, all silvery light around, whitish. Otherwise we say yellow, no? But this was whitish. And in that silvery light, I saw your figure in light form. And I got afraid. And Baba was curious. He said, what did you see? My form? How did you see? What was that? She said, I don't know, but I saw. And I was afraid and I just was like, I came back. Then Baba became curious and said, go again. And when you see that figure, you ask him, who are you? Find out. Baba also wants to know, how is my figure there? And what did you see? What world did you see? Because she had not seen anything like that before. So she got that confidence and like Srimad, go again. And Baba gave her drishti and she flew. And she saw in that subtle region that silvery white light and Brahma Baba's figure, and she asked him, because now she got Srimad, no, you can ask boldly. So she asked him, who are you? And he replied, I am the perfect form of Brahma. Brahma, who is in the corporeal world, in bones and flesh, this Brahma in the corporeal world will become this one. And how she saw the two forms, like the corporeal form and the angelic form. And she could feel the difference between the physical and the angelic form. But it was of the same one, Brahma Baba. And then she used to go often. And Baba would send her again and again. Baba would say, go and check how much difference is there between this corporeal form and the angelic form. Because Baba used to make effort. Because he got now the message that this form will change into angelic form. So I have my angelic form in the subtle regions. And I have to become that. So Baba used to tell her, go and see how much difference there is still between the two. And she used to go and say, Baba, that margin, you know, that gap is reducing day by day. It's becoming shorter and shorter and shorter. And you are approaching that angelic form, you know, and you come so close. And when Baba became avyakt, left the body, she again went into trance in front of the dead body. You can say Baba had left the body, and she saw in trance that now both those forms had just merged into one. The corporeal form had become the angelic form. And Baba said that Brahma in the corporeal world has become angelic. But actually, she was told by Dadiji to go and ask Baba, Baba, why did you leave us? And you didn't inform us beforehand that you would leave us like that. Because nobody ever thought, no, angelic world and Baba becomes that. Because this is what Baba used to make effort, but Gujarat Dadi knew that this Brahma Baba is going to become avyakt angel. So she went and said to Baba in the angelic world, Baba, why did you leave us? And Baba said, who says I've left you? I've not left you. I'm still with you. But the only difference is that I've just changed my costume and I've changed my room. You know, just like going from one room to the other and changing your dress, putting on another dress. So I've changed my costume and my room. That's all. I'm not gone. And costume means the physical costume relinquished and taken up an angelic costume, the costume of light. Soul is the same. And soul has become perfect. And I've changed my room means from the physical world I've come to the angelic world. And Baba will remain here till all the children become angelic, angels. Because Baba has promised. What is the promise? That I will not leave you. I am with you and I will always be with you. We will go together and we will come back together in the golden age. We will come back together. So that is when Dadi complained, Baba, you said we will go together and come back together. So what they thought, go back together, come back together, means Baba will never leave the body. He will always be with us and we'll all go together. But then Baba said that the pure soul cannot remain in the impure body. Because the soul was becoming pure. But body was impure, no, made up of five elements which are impure. So as the soul becomes perfect, angelic, complete, it cannot remain in the impure body, it has to leave. And Baba gives the example of, you know, when you prepare halwa, you all know how to prepare halwa. At the beginning you put, you know, flour and sugar and maybe milk and water and everything. And then you have to turn it, and then it's very heavy at that time. But gradually as it's cooked, what happens? As it gets cooked, it becomes lighter. And whatever accessory is the excess ghee oil or excess anything, that is removed. And first it was, the sides of that, the vessel were also it was touching them. But gradually as the halwa is getting ready, it comes out, it gets detached and light. And you say, yes, halwa is prepared. Who knows how to prepare halwa? Yes, we get it in bhog on Thursdays. So too, when the soul becomes pure, complete, it becomes very light. And Baba says, double light. And is in the angelic world in the light form. And we all have to become that. So when Shiva Baba would come in the body of Brahma, in sakar form, in corporeal form, at that time too we could feel the difference. Because it is my great fortune that I took sustenance from Brahma Baba. Actually, I'm so fortunate, I say very, very proudly, that I took my spiritual birth, especially like in Baba's lap, because I became Baba's child, my father. Baba said, come child, come. And I felt I found my real father. So I say, I've taken my spiritual birth in God's lap. You know, anyone you ask, that how did you take your spiritual birth? Usually everyone's answer will be different. I met Dadi, took Drishti from her, and I felt, yes, this is where what I'm looking for. I got Toli from Didi, and I felt, yes, this is my home. I saw the picture of Shiv Baba, and I felt, yes, this is what I'm looking for. And that was like a spiritual birth. So each one's, the moment of spiritual birth is different. Each one can recollect the moment you took your spiritual birth. Anybody can recollect and say, yes, anybody? Anybody wants to say how you took your spiritual birth that moment? Anybody has any experience, anyone remembers? Yes? No one? Say? Anybody? How you took your spiritual birth? Who wants to say? Say, yeah? Stand up and speak loudly. Sister Janaki in Malaysia. Sister Jayanti, okay. Acha. Acha. So that experience, you got an experience. So that was your spiritual birth. Very good. Good. So this is how we understand. And so Brahma Baba became our Alaukik father. Shiv Baba our supreme father. And when Shiv Baba would come in the body of Brahma Baba, we could feel the difference. Before, like ordinary, you know, and anybody, like any of us. But when Shiv Baba would come, we could feel eyes becoming so powerful, and words also so deep. the glow on the face, especially on the forehead, so strong. And we could feel it is not Brahma Baba alone, it is Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba. And then when Baba became avyakt, and Shiv Baba and the perfect form of Brahma Baba's soul entered in the body of Gulzar Dadi, we used to feel the difference immediately. Like it wasn't Gulzar Dadi looking at us. Because when Gulzar Dadi used to take bhog or, go to subtle regions, she would first give drishti and then all of a sudden she would close her eyes and go to subtle regions and then come back and just start speaking. But when first time Bap Dada came in the body of Dadi Gulzar, it wasn't like that. She went into trance and after a long time, the eyes opened. But the eyes opened very, very, very gradually. Very, very gradually. Not immediately. Very gradually. And after they opened, the eyes opened, the microphone was placed. But then the words didn't come immediately. Usually microphone placed and we start talking. But the words didn't come immediately. Even after the microphone was placed near the mouth. But it was Bap Dada in the body of Dadi Gulzar and Baba was giving drishti to everybody. Long drishti, 10-15 minutes drishti. And we knew it is not Gulzar Dadi here. Because Gulzar Dadi would not do like that. But Baba would do. And he would give drishti and then the very first time when Bap Dada came, the voice was also different. It wasn't Gulzar Dadi's voice. Usually when she would go into trance and come back and she would start speaking in her own voice. But it was not her voice. It was a very, very subtle, like a whisper. Like Bap Dada, if I whisper, how will the voice become? So like a distorted voice. And that's how it was. So once Bap Dada was asked, Baba, why is this voice like that? And Baba said, this is the way it is spoken in the subtle regions. No sound, just lips movement, that's all. Because it's a movie world. This is a talky world, that's a movie world, and the above that is a silence world. So it's a movie world, just moving of lips. And then Baba was asked, but Baba, without words, how can we understand each other? Baba said, how do you understand dreams? How do you understand dreams? Do you hear any sound? And how do you understand each other? What is working there? Actions, what else? Thoughts, feelings. Thoughts, feelings and actions may be working. But no words, no sound. Baba mentions about in the earlier days when films started, it was like movie films. Movie, that's why it's called a movie. Movie means just movement of lips, no sound. Later on, as science developed, the sound also could be heard. So that is what is in subtle regions. So when Bap Dada would come and speak to the medium of Gulzar Dadi, first of all, it wasn't Gulzar Dadi. Secondly, it was not her voice. It was not her drishti. Because a big difference could be felt. And it was just like lip movement. One had to go very, very close to the lips to really hear what was being said. Even the dadis, without the microphone, nothing could be heard. And even with the microphone, because on the stage no speakers are kept, otherwise there's a shrill sound, they had to have headphones to hear Baba who's just sitting next to them. They needed the headphones. otherwise they couldn't hear. So that is subtle region's way of conversing. And how Baba would give such deep murlis. Hours and hours and hours Baba would sit with us, talking to each one, giving drishti to each one, giving blessing to each one, giving toli to each one. And this lasted for many, many years. In today's murli, Baba said that in the avyakt form, you can be with Bab Dada for as many hours as you want. But if Bab Dada comes in the physical form, there's a limit of time and space in this physical world. But in angelic world, in soul world, you are beyond time and space. But physical world, yes, and therefore Baba has to restrict. Similarly, we can say that when Baba was in Sakar form and people used to go to Baba's room to meet Baba, Sakar Baba, Brahma Baba, in his room. And of course, if somebody was already there, the other one would be stopped, that please, he's there. When he comes out, and then you can go and meet. So they had to wait in a queue for their turn to come. But when Baba became avyakt, well, the whole room was charged anyway. So then restriction of time finished. Because anyone could go any time, have a meeting with Baba any time in the angelic form. But still, when Bab Dada would come in the body of Gulzar Dadi, at that time, this, although Bab Dada is beyond time and space, but physical world has time and space. And therefore, in the body of Dadi Gulzar, there was need to restrict. So for earlier times, from 69 onwards, Bab Dada has been meeting the children. And before it was so free, so open, so free, each one Baba would meet individually. Baba would say, you have three rites. In Hindi we say drishti, boli and toli. Boli means blessings. So drishti, blessings and toli. This is each one's right. Anyone who becomes a Brahmin has a right to all the three, drishti, blessings and toli. So each one used to get. But then as Baba's children grew, we could feel that it was actually affecting the body. And therefore, Baba stopped giving individually. Baba would just speak the murli, then meet different countries, meet different groups, and toli would be just distributed, not by Baba. But yes, to some, yes, who would come on the stage. But then, still for hours and hours, Avik Bab Dada would meet the children. In the evening, 6:30, Gulzar Dadi would sit on the stage, and after that, Bab Dada would come at around, what, 7:15, and up to midnight, up to 2 a.m., up to 4 a.m., once it was up to 6 a.m., 8 a.m., from evening 6:30 to next morning 8 a.m., and the last record broken was up to 10:30 a.m., from 6:30 p.m. in the evening up to 10:30 a.m., that is 16 hours. At a stretch, Bab Dada was in Gulzar Dadi's body. And you can imagine in those 16 hours, we did so many things. We had good sleep also. We had our dinner. In the morning we took our shower. We had breakfast and everything. And Bab Dada was still sitting in Om Shanti Bhavan meeting individuals. Individuals, each one waiting for their turn to come. And at 10:30, Baba left. So this was in the year 89, the last year when Baba met individuals. After that, Baba said that now the method will change. And then, of course, Baba would do only group meetings. That was the time when Avyakt Bab Dada, at the end, how he called Dadiji, Dadi Prakashmani, and told her, it was in 89, that look for more land in Mount Abu. This was in Pandav Bhavan, in Om Shanti Bhavan. Because Om Shanti Bhavan, 3,000 people could sit. It was a very big hall. But then accommodation, that wasn't there. Boarding wasn't there. So accommodation for 3,000 people was not available. So Baba said, look for some land in Mount Abu where you can build buildings so that accommodation could be possible. Because hall you have got. And then this Gyan Sarovar land was found. And all these buildings were made here. And then the Harmony Hall, which is upstairs, was the hall for this complex. But, and Bab Dada came in 95, 18th of January, to inaugurate this hall of Harmony Hall. And when Baba looked at the hall, Baba said, this hall is too small. You must now have a very big hall. Although there was Om Shanti Bhavan, but accommodation was not there, and accommodation was built, but hall was not that big. So Baba said, you need a very big hall. So get some more land. Now where to get land in Mount Abu to have such a big hall? We already had a 3,000 people hall. Then it was in Shantivan. Then that land was bought, and how Diamond Hall was built. So this is how Bab Dada worked. Bab Dada's ideas, expansion. Children, more and more children will come. So Bab Dada used to give directions in the body of Dadi Gulzar. And also she would go into trance and get messages from Avyakt Bab Dada. Even during Sakar Baba's time, there was a trance messenger sister who lived with Baba, because Gulzar Dadi lived in Delhi. When she used to come, of course, she used to take messages from Baba, but who lived with Baba all the time, that was another Dadi. So any time Baba wanted to get some message from Avyakt Bab Dada, Baba would tell that sister, Santri Dadi she was, and Baba would tell her, child, go soon, come soon. Go soon, go to subtle regions, take this message of Brahma Baba to angelic Bab Dada and ask Baba this and get the answer and come soon. So she would sit in front of Baba and Baba would give drishti and there she would go, like fly to the subtle regions and meet angelic Bab Dada. She used to see Brahma Baba's soul and Shiv Baba's soul sitting close to each other. Just like, you know, when you get an x-ray done, how x-ray all the bones are visible. Otherwise you can't see the bones, no? But in an x-ray, they are visible. So subtle regions is all light, no? So in that light form, the souls are visible. So sitting here, between the two eyebrows, between these two eyebrows, so she used to see. And then she used to see how Bab Dada speaking to her. She used to catch the vibrations, the feelings, and thereby whatever Baba would say, that she would go and tell to Brahma Baba in the physical world. So that's how when Baba was in Sakar, this communication used to happen. Then when Baba became Avyakt, then Gulzar Dadi was the medium and Bab Dada used to communicate through her. And now we are seeing that even Gulzar Dadi's body is not really in that state for Avyakt Bab Dada's part to continue, because the body has become very fragile, very weak. But still, it gave so much. For 48 years, 1969, January 21st, the very first day when Avyakt Bab Dada came in a body, and now it's 2018. So how many years? 49 years? So you can say 47, 48 years. Bap Dada's Murlis we have heard every year. But this time, Dadi is in Bombay and her body is very fragile and therefore she is not able to come to Madhuban. But we hope that Dadi will come. But then we have Dadi Janki with us and we watch Baba's videos. But even while watching Bap Dada's videos, we feel how everything is so alive. The feelings are so strong. So today all of you will go to Shantivan and of course you will watch the video of some past Murli. Maybe I think 2008. This is the Murli which will be revised today. I'm not very sure. But then even when you watch the video, you will feel as if Baba is sitting in front of us and speaking. There are 20,000 people downstairs, but there's pin drop silence, because everyone is so engrossed in what Baba is telling them. And it is so like alive, we can feel that. Because Baba's vibrations are working, just like we go to Baba's room. We don't say, oh, we have just come to Baba's room, but we say we have come to meet Baba. Baba still like, you know, alive in those vibrations. Similarly, Avyakt Bap Dada is also alive in those vibrations, we can still feel. And so many get such wonderful experiences, but then for that too, you have to keep your mind very, very plain. Very, very plain. If you have questions or doubts or anything, you know, which is like writing something on a piece of paper and making it too difficult to read what is written, then you can never catch Baba's vibrations. But if you really want to catch Baba's vibrations, you have to actually make your mind totally plain. Just be engrossed, just be lost in Baba's love. And as Dadi Janki says, who am I and whom do I belong to and what am I here for? Just remember these three things. Who am I? I'm a soul, yes, but what type of soul am I? I'm a pure soul. I'm a peaceful soul. I'm a loving soul. I'm a very beautiful soul. So when I'm aware of my true self, then I can be also aware of my true father. Whom do I belong to? So when I say my Baba, I belong to my Baba. Baba, my father. Immediately the inheritance is felt. What is the father giving me? What are my rights? Baba says, your birthright is Mukti and Jivan Mukti. Soul world and heaven. Liberation in life and liberation from life. So Baba says, keep these two in your eyes. In one I see Mukti, in the other I see Jivan Mukti, golden age, and I'm going to those two worlds. So keeping that in mind, we watch Baba. Although it may be a video which we will watch, but we always feel it to be new, so new, as if we are hearing for the first time, although we may have heard it before. Even Sakar Murlis, they are so contemporary, so much, you know, like of this time. Whatever we are listening to in the Murlis, though Baba must have spoken those Sakar Murlis over 50 years ago. You know, just like you read the scriptures, the spiritual books, how old they must be, when they must have been written. But even now if you read them, you feel that they are so alive. But yes, sometimes you do feel that this was written many, many hundreds of years ago, maybe 2,000 years ago or whatever. And maybe they're not very relevant now. But Bhaktadas, Murlis, they are so relevant, needed according to the present times. Whatever Baba speaks of. Each word which Baba speaks in Sakar Murlis, it is a need of the hour at this time. And the Avyat Murlis which Baba must have spoken 30 years ago, 40 years ago, because it's 48 years now, you feel they are so alive. They are so alive. During Sakar Baba's time, there were no video recordings. Not even cassettes. We could not even record audio because these inventions have come only recently. You know, the first audio recording machine which came to Baba was very interesting because there used to be big spools, you know, and you could record your voice in those big spools, big tape machine. So the first tape machine somebody presented to Baba and told Baba, whatever you speak can be recorded in this and we can rewind and hear again. Baba said, okay, it's so good. Then if it can be heard again, because nobody had thought of it before. So he told Baba during Murli time that recording happened. And then after the Murli, he said, Baba, now you can hear your own voice. Whatever you spoke, Baba, it can be rewinded and then you can hear it again. So Baba said, really, is it like that? We can hear again what we have spoken. So then he rewinded it and he made Baba hear his voice, the Murli. Baba was so surprised. Brahma Baba. You can't say Shiva Baba. Shiva Baba is the all-knower. But Brahma Baba, of course, he was like us, no? He would say, then very interesting comment Baba gave. Baba said, this child is a very good child. Tape machine is a child for Baba, because for Baba, everyone is a child, no? So even tape machine is a child. This child is a very good server. It repeats exactly what Baba has said. It repeats exactly what Baba has said. So this child will do great service. So what he did? Baba told, there was Dada Vishwaratan at that time. Baba said, now this Murli, which is recorded, go to the big centers all over India and make them hear this Murli directly like. So that they can feel the closeness of Baba. So he went, took that big spool machine, big tape machine, so big it used to be, like a suitcase. And go to the main centers, the dadis are in different centers, and make them listen to the Murli. So you can imagine during Sakar Baba days, it was just, audio had just started. Video had not started yet. Video came only after Baba became awake, and therefore we have no videos of Brahma Baba. No videos. Only audios. But videos were invented much later on. So Avyakt Bab Dada's Murlis, we have all the videos. But Sakar Baba's, we don't have any videos. Therefore we cannot show you Sakar Murlis, you know, in video, but only in audio. And therefore, we say that how times changed. And now we are revising Avyakt Murlis. Before, when Baba became Avyakt, there were questions that Brahma Baba is gone, left the body, no more in corporeal form. From where will we get the Murlis? So when Avyakt Bab Dada came for the first time, on 21st of January 1969, Baba gave all the answers to the queries which were asked to Gulzar Dadi to go and ask Baba. So Baba gave all the answers. The first question was, Now, what will, from where will the murlis come? Who will speak the murlis? And Baba replied to this question, all these years you have heard so many murlis. Do you remember them all? Do you remember them all? So of course not. How can we remember? So Baba said, now the murlis will be revised. This is the answer to the question now, that from where will we get the murlis? So they'll be revised. Then the second question was, now what will happen in Madhuvan? Because when before people used to come to Madhuvan, it was just Baba and Mama, that's all. Baba did not even allow the dadis to stay in Madhuvan. Baba would say, all the sisters should be in centers, not in Madhuvan. Therefore Baba named it Pandav Bhavan. Pandav Bhavan means for the Pandavas, for the brothers only. And also because those who were skilled brothers, only they lived there. Like gardener, carpenter, cook, you know, used to do cooking. All brothers used to do it because sisters can't handle big pots, no? But brothers can handle big pots. So brothers were looking after Pandav Bhavan. And if any sister wanted to live in Madhuban, Baba would say, no child, your place is in the centers. Because centers are run by sisters. Here Brahma Baba, Mama are here, and Dadi, and Didi was there, Didi Manmohini. And she was the administrative head after Mama. Because Brahma Baba did not handle any administration like that. Baba gave to the sisters. Even finances, Baba gave to the sisters to take care. Everything. Baba was like a father. But physically, all other responsibilities given to the sisters. So Didi was here. But the rest, Baba would say, no need to live in Madhuvan. The brothers are here to take care. Therefore it's called Pandav Bhavan. And how Baba became so detached, gradually detached and detached and detached, that so soon Baba could attain the angelic stage in 33 years, from 1936 until 69. Because we used to see Brahma Baba, how there's such a great change coming in Baba. The last few years, Baba was totally detached. The last 6 months, I should say, to be more specific, very, very, very detached. Baba would hear and not hear. Not hear. Baba would be standing and all of a sudden we used to feel, you know, that the vibrations, powerful vibrations coming from Baba. And we would all just, you know, encircle Baba. And just want to hear only few words even if Baba would speak, everyone would start writing what Baba is speaking. Each word was precious. Each glance was precious. Even Baba standing there was precious. And now we are seeing, if at that time we used to say Baba, and now we are feeling, we actually I can say, also how people, when they come, they want to just have a glimpse, one glimpse of us, one glimpse of Dadi, you know, just one glimpse. So you can imagine how much they would want glimpse from Brahma Baba when they would come to Baba. And how much they experience from Brahma Baba. They did. So now we are feeling that this is what Baba must have, what they must have experienced from Brahma Baba, because we too are experiencing how people want even just one glimpse of us. They say, please, please, give little drishti, you know. Just say just one word of blessing. So how much souls are thirsty now? You can imagine what must be during Baba's days, Sakar Baba's days. And now Baba is saying, you have to become like Baba. Equal to Baba. And how can we become equal to Baba? By being in the combined state. So mine and Shiv Baba, not alone, not me and Shiv Baba, but also Bap Dada. We say follow Brahma Baba and remember Shiva Baba. We don't have to remember Brahma Baba, but we have to follow Brahma Baba. You know, many people question, why do you have Brahma Baba's photo in your meditation room? Just Shiva Baba is enough. We say, Brahma Baba is the one whom we have to follow. See how Brahma Baba is sitting in Shiva Baba's remembrance. So I too have to do the same. So I take that inspiration from Brahma Baba to remember Shiva Baba. But actually I have to remember Shiva Baba. But yes, through Brahma Baba. Because Brahma Baba became the chariot, the medium. And Brahma Baba himself used to say, I too am a student like you. I also listen to what Shiva Baba speaks through me, through this body. The very first time when Shiva Baba entered the body of Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba himself was so surprised. Who is speaking through this mouth? Baba didn't understand. Because Baba used to read the Gita. Anyone who would come in the satsang would also just listen to Baba. Baba would open any chapter and start reading. But the very first day when Shiva Baba came in the body of Brahma Baba, even before the book was opened, Shiva Baba came and spoke. Baba was wondering, who is speaking? I'm not speaking. Which soul is speaking? Baba could feel the difference. But Baba didn't understand what it meant, because nobody can even guess that the Supreme Father will come and speak through this body. But it was the trance messenger, the sisters who went into trance, they told Baba, Baba, how Shiv Baba the Supreme comes and speaks through you. So, as we could see the difference, we could feel more that yes, Shiv Baba is now in the body of Brahma Baba. But some people question, why is there so much difference between Avyakt Murlis and Sakar Murlis? Sakar Murlis is like down to earth. And Avyakt Murli is something very, very high, very, very elevated. So why this difference? And we say the difference is because in Sakar Murlis, Brahma Baba was in his effort maker stage. That is why you hear many points in Sakar Murlis where Brahma Baba is sharing his experience. How even Brahma Baba is making his own efforts, how Maya can come. So I was saying that when Shiv Baba would come in the body of Brahma, we could feel the difference. But then Sakar Murlis are in a way, you know, having a different flavor than the Avyakt Murlis. Because Sakar Murlis are like the foundation of Gyan. Foundation of all the four subjects. Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, Seva. To make the children understand Gyan better. Therefore Baba gives so many details about soul, supreme soul, his Baba's creation, the drama, heaven, what not. And we get the basic understanding of Gyan. Like the creator talking about his creation to his children. And Brahma Baba used to hear everything. He was like a very good listener. And Brahma Baba would say, yes, I'm a very good student. Just as you are students, I'm also a student. I'm studying too, just like you are studying. But Shiv Baba used this chariot to speak through this chariot so that all children can hear. But Baba would share his experience too of how he is making efforts. A very good listener and also sharing. But the difference now is in Avyakt Murlis was that Gulzar Dadi would go into trance and then she would like just be lost. Baba would like send her to sleep, totally lost, you know, in sleep. And Bab Dada would come and work through her body. So she was totally unaware of the surroundings because she would not be here. She would be with Baba in the subtle regions and Bab Dada would use her body. And it is very interesting that many times Dadi would be a little bit sick, maybe cough and cold or little flu, you know, like that. And it so happened that once we told Dadi before she went to the hall and before we invoked Baba, we were a few sisters, we told Dadi, and Dadi had a very bad cough. So we told Dadi, Dadi, tell Baba to speak a short murli. So because you have a bad voice, a bad cough. So, and Baba, Dadi just smiled. And then it was a strange thing that day was the longest murli. And no cough. No cough whatsoever. She was just coughing before she went on the Dadi. But during the murli, not once there was coughing. And spoke such a long murli as if she didn't have any bad throat at all. You can imagine. But once, yes, it happened the other way around too. She had a very bad cough and we didn't tell Dadi anything because Dadi said, see, it's not me. I'm not in the picture at all because I don't do anything. Whatever Baba wants to do, he does. I am just not even a detached observer because I don't know anything. On the contrary, after the murli, the draft, it would be typed at that very moment and when she would come back to her room, she would read the murli. You know, as if it's something new for her because she would not hear it. But then once it happened that she had a very bad cough but she was a very obedient, you can say, server. whatever Dari said, yes, go to Baba, okay, I'll go, no, let Baba take care of the body, it's not me, I'm only a trustee. And Baba spoke a very short murli, and Baba said in that murli, today the harmonium is not working properly. Means the body, the vocal cords, no, they are not working properly, and therefore Baba will speak a very short murli. So Baba, you know, gave more rest to the body. But it was all Baba taking over. So once we told Dadi again, Dadi, tell Baba to speak a short murli. And Dadi said, I'm not going to say anything. Because it's up to Baba to decide what to do and what not to do, what is good for this body and what is not good. Let him decide. So I'm just detached and I just do the duty of like a messenger, that's all. Whatever Dadi, Mrs. Dadi gives to me, that I convey, that I don't know after that. So why the difference between the murlis? Because during avyakt murli we say Brahma Baba has become avyakt. He's become complete. He's become perfect. The soul is perfect. No more maya. Huh? No more confusion. No more storms of maya. So when Brahma Baba complete and with Shiva Baba in a combined form, so both are in that elevated stage, so murlis will be that elevated only. But yes, Baba would mention that Sakar Baba told you this, Sakar Baba was like this, Sakar Baba did this. So because Baba reminds the children that you have to become Bab Saman. You have to do what Baba did. Because now you are combined in that Bab Dada and me. So I and Baba or Bab Dada. We can't separate Bab and Dada also. Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba are now in their combined form. They also cannot be separated and you be with them. So you also cannot be separated from Bab and Dada. But yes, you have to follow both the fathers. How do you follow both the fathers? Brahma Baba you follow by doing exactly what he did. Follow in his footsteps, because he was like us in gross form, in bones and flesh. And Shiva Baba does not have a body of his own. So that one you have to remember, but this one you have to follow. So this is why Baba said in today's murli also, whatever you do, at that time think, Brahma Baba is with me, Shiva Baba with me. I will do only what Baba did. If Baba did not do, I am also not going to do. This is following in the footsteps of Brahma Baba. And therefore, now the murlis are different. Sometimes in avyakt murlis we hear a dialogue. Brahma Baba said this, Shiva Baba said this. Brahma Baba said this, then Shiva Baba said this. And the sanskars of both can be understood very well. Shiva Baba's sanskars and Brahma Baba's sanskars. Brahma Baba's sanskar was such that whenever he had like, you know, a touching from Shiva Baba, he would want it to be done immediately. You know, that is why you can see how in his one lifetime, he was from a very simple family in a village, born in a village. Father, a very simple man, just a school teacher. He lost his mother when he was very little, so he didn't even have a mother. His father reared him up and how brought him up, and how from such a poor family in a village, and from that stage Baba reached a stage of a diamond merchant. Can you imagine, just all in one life? Because he had that determination. Whatever he thought, he did it. He just didn't keep on thinking only, but he did it. And that is what made him so great. But when Baba got this Gyan, and he got the aim, I have to become this. Yes, I will become that. I will become that. But Baba says, Namurlis, know that when you become Marathi, Maya comes in the Marathi form. But Baba used to remind the children, don't worry. This one is engine, he is in the front. If a storm comes, it reaches the engine first before it comes to the carriages. So don't worry, this one is an experienced person. Don't worry. If Maya comes, doesn't matter, but don't allow Maya to come in actions. If it comes in our thoughts, never mind. Doesn't matter. But it should not come in actions. But now in Advaita Murali's, Baba wants us to become perfect. Become like Bap Dada. Because during Baba's time, last days, how Baba was totally detached. So Baba says, you have to become Bap Saman. And you also have to become detached and loving like Bap Saman. So Brahma Baba had this determined thought, I want to become perfect, I want to become perfect. And he became perfect. We could feel in the last years of Brahma Baba how different he had become. And so when Brahma Baba became angelic, the conversation happens in a subtle region. You know, children not making intense efforts, very lazy, not alert, not paying much attention, being defeated by Maya and so on. So Brahma Baba would tell Shiva Baba, Baba, why aren't the children making efforts? Why can't they be quick? Because Brahma Baba is waiting subtle regions for us to become complete so that we can all go together. So why aren't the children becoming complete? Brahma Baba became complete so quickly. Why aren't the children becoming that? And Shiva Baba tells Brahma Baba, child, don't worry. Everything is happening according to the drama. So don't worry. Now you can think of the different sanskars between Shiva Baba sanskars and Brahma Baba sanskars. Brahma Baba wants everything done quickly. Brahma Baba would say, your children are lazy. Baba told one senior Maharathi, Baba told him to get something done and he took many, many days. And Baba wrote a letter, child, why is it not yet done? Baba said, he said, yes Baba, I'm trying. Baba told him, you are baby intellect. A baby intellect. Because baby intellect, what baby will understand? No, not much, no? If you are really very intelligent, very strong, very powerful, you will do it immediately. Why should you take that long? So this is how Baba used to encourage children. But Shiva Baba would say, so peaceful, so lovingly, to Brahma Baba, child, Don't worry. Everything is happening very accurately according to the drama. Now whom are we to follow? Very accurately like Shiva was saying, or to do it immediately? But both sanskars are different. We can still feel not that Brahma Baba becomes Shiva Baba. No. Shiva was always Shiva Baba. But yes, we can become like them. How Brahma Baba became so detached and loving. How Brahma Baba was a child and a master. You know, all the 10 points, you must have must be having that book, The 10 Steps of Brahma Baba. All those qualities which Brahma Baba had, if we imbibe them, we follow in Brahma Baba's footsteps, we become like Brahma Baba. And of course, we remember Shiva Baba and become complete. So incorporeal form and angelic form, Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba. And Brahma Baba is still with us, still guiding us, still inspiring us so that we can become like Him. Okay? So today's Murli we will see what Baba is saying. But whenever you hear the Murli, at that time think, Baba is speaking only to me. That's all. I'm not saying anybody else. He is speaking only to me. Today Bap Dada praised the double foreign children so much. How much love you have for Baba. You have broken all barriers. You have broken all walls. You have broken all the limitedness, religion and color and culture and country. And you have all adopted this Brahmin culture. So you are very brave. Very bold. But it is all because of love for Baba. Huh? Is it not? Yes?
Udasi,
somebody else becomes a medium. No. Many people say, why can't somebody else become a medium? But now Baba wants us to, whatever Baba has already told us all these years, have we followed them? That's okay to be a trans messenger, but to become the medium, that's a big thing. So Baba said, no more. So Brahma is the only medium. This one is just trans medium, that's all. The true medium is Brahma Baba. Baba will not change mediums. So now it's just trans medium, that's all. And there's no other medium, but whatever we have heard, that we have to imbibe and become perfect. Because when Baba gave the first Avyakt Murli, Baba said, the Sakar Murlis were like, creating. They were like making diamonds. And now Avyakt Murlis are like polishing the diamonds, so that you become perfect. First, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba were in the front and the Shaktis were behind. And now Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba behind, Shaktis in the front. And the Shaktis will glorify the father, Shiva. Like father glorified the children. Father showed son and now son shows father. So now we have to show the father. And whatever the Father has said up to now, we have to just follow that. That's all. The course is complete. Now we have to just revise. Exams are not far off. And the exam paper will be only of 1 second, Baba said. Usually examinations, when they take place, they inform beforehand. At such and such place, such and such time, you will get your examination and you have to write your examination paper. So everything is fixed. Time is fixed, date is fixed, place is fixed, everything is fixed. But what is going to come in the examination paper, that's not known. And here is the opposite. Examination paper or the question is very clear. It is everybody knows. It will be of only 1 second. Which is that paper? Which is that question? Nashto moha smriti swarup. Embodiment of remembrance and completely detached. That will be a 1 second paper. Total bodiless in 1 second. So at the end, will I become totally bodiless, completely detached in 1 second? So matter of just yes or no, that's all. If I remember somebody else, let me know. If I don't remember anyone else except Baba, then yes. So it's just an objective question, yes or no. So it's only 1 second, the last paper. But to pass in that last question, that last paper, you need a long time effort. Why? Because anything can happen anytime, anywhere, suddenly. So question paper, is the place is not fixed. That will happen only there in that big hall and things like that. It can be anywhere by anyone from any side. It will happen suddenly. Therefore, no time set, no time fixed. And as no time is fixed for that, it can happen anytime, anywhere, anyhow. That means we have to be ever ready all the time. We have to be ever ready all the time. You know, there's an interesting joke on this. Someone asked his guru that when should I start praying? When should I start remembering God? And that guru told him, one day before your death. He said, one day before my death, but how will I know when is my death? I don't know when I will die. So how can I say I'll start, how can I start praying one day before? So the guru told them, think that in every day could be a death day. So what should you do? You have to remember God every day, because any day can be your death day. So this test paper can come anywhere, from anyone, anyhow. So what do you have to do? Be ever ready, all the time. But to be ever ready, you need a long time effort. You can't just be ever ready at that very moment when it happens, if you don't have practice. So long time practice is very essential to face that suddenly. So suddenly, ever ready, and long time effort. Remember these three things. Only then we can pass in this one question paper of 1 second at the end. And how will we do that? By practicing being bodiless. Just going, this is what Brahma Baba used to do. In a second, just go beyond. Free from everything, let go. Let go and let Baba do, let God. Just hand over. Baba, you take care. Don't hold on to anything, because now is the time to be really, you know, free. Because we won't be carrying all this with us. We came free, we have to go back free. And for that we have to finish all our karmic accounts anyway. Don't commit any more sinful actions, you know. Instead, whatever we have already committed, we can finish them in three ways. Three ways we can finish them. How do we finish them? First of all, through remembrance. Who am I and whom do I belong to? Never feel yourself separate from Baba. I'm always with Baba. And secondly, don't commit any more wrong actions, any vice, again, in the influence of any vice. And thirdly, whatever is coming to me, it is settling of karmic accounts. Do it happily. Like you have some debt on your head and somebody comes to, you know, to take your debt, take and pay, you have to pay for that. Do it happily. Okay. Maybe some physical ailment, maybe somebody is trying to give you sorrow, whatever, or any wealth problem, anything. But think, it's my karmic account settling. Take it light. Take it happily. I'm settling, I'm becoming lighter. And in these three ways, I'm finishing all my karmic accounts. Because I have to go back very light. So how will we go back light? What will we carry with us so that we go back light? You know, when you are going on a journey, you have your handbag, you have your hand luggage, and then you also have your bigger suitcase which you check in. You don't carry with you. So your handbag, which is a handy bag which you have with you all the time, your money, your passport, your other medicine, whatever which you have to take. So that is always with you in your handbag. So we said our mind is our handbag. What should we carry in our mind? Only necessary things. The rest don't need. So what you need all the time, only those thoughts should come. Only that knowledge should be in your mind. And then your hand luggage, which you put in the overhead locker. So that is, you can open, because it is still with you, and you can open sometimes when the need be. So mind is your handbag. Intellect is your hand luggage. Always decide what you are doing, and first think, then decide. Thinking of all the three aspects of time. So let your intellect also work along with your mind. So knowledge is a treasure which you carry with you all the time. And in the intellect, you carry your virtues. Use which virtue you want at that very moment of need. And your check-in luggage, your sanskars. And how are sanskars formed? Through your actions. So just keep doing the right actions. Don't think of any reward at that moment. Don't think. Because that's your check-in luggage, you're not going to get in between. You're going to get only at your destination. So at your destination, what you're going to get is whatever you are imbibed in your sanskars through your actions. So mind, intellect and sanskars. Hand luggage, carry-on luggage, hand luggage, purse, and hand luggage and check-in luggage. And that, let it come only at the destination. Don't say, I did so much, what did I get in return? Don't think. Whatever I've done has come in my sanskars in the form of my fortune. It's definitely accompanying me. Nobody can take away my fortune. I have to just serve. Give, give. In this way I'm serving. This is what Baba did. So I have to do the same. And Baba is there to give the return. In this way I can become Bab Saman, experience that incorporeal and angelic stage. Okay? Thank you. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.